Chapter 5 McQueen kept Mac company for a short while, until he fell asleep. Mac traveled the endless miles alone. The lines dividing the lanes rolled like ribbons under his tires, and soon he felt his headlights drooping. Mac was desperately trying to shake himself awake when a group of flashy hot rods rolled up beside him. Boost, the leader, noticed that Mac was falling asleep and decided to have some fun. "We got ourselves a nodder," he told the other cars. DJ, a car with enormous speakers, put on some soothing music.
"Pretty music," Mac said sleepily.
He let out a huge yawn. In the next moment, he was snoring as he rolled forward. "Yo, Wingo," Boost called as he bumped Mac toward his friend.
"Lane change, man."
"Right back at ya," Wingo said as he booted Mac back across the highway.
But Boost swerved out of the way, allowing Mac to bump onto the shoulder of the road.
"Oops, I missed," Boost said, and the hot rods cracked up.
Inside McQueen's trailer, the jostling caused a trophy to slip off the shelf. It hit the lift control button, and the back door fell open. McQueen rolled to the lip of the ramp as Mac, still fast asleep and moving forward, veered back onto the highway. Suddenly, Snotrod felt a sneeze coming on.
"He's gonna blow!"
Wingo cried.
"Achoo!"
Snotrod sneezed, sending a burst of flame from his tailpipe. Mac swerved as he was startled awake.
"Gesundheit," he said automatically.
Then he realized where he was.
"Whoa! One should never drive while drowsy."
He didn't know that in the commotion, McQueen had been shaken off the ramp. Mac kept driving into the night, leaving McQueen alone on the highway.
"Honk! Get out of the way!"
cried a car as he sped around the sleeping McQueen, who had just rolled into oncoming traffic.